Well, good morning. We'd like to welcome you to Anchor Baptist Church and hope that you're having a great weekend. And we're looking forward to a wonderful program this morning. The young people and the not so young have all been working together very hard to put together this cantata. And so we're really excited about telling the Christmas story and just focusing in on the purpose for this season. If you're visiting with us today or it's the first time you've been with us in a long time, we want to warmly welcome you. And one of the things that we do as a way to connect with families that would like to get connected with is if you wanted to fill out a visitor card and put it in the little box in the back, that's a way that we can reach out to you. And if you just want to be here for the Sunday, no problem. Don't feel obligated to do that. But we hope that this will be a great blessing to you. Let's bow for a word of prayer, and then we're going to have our opening hymn. Father, we thank you so much for this season. It is a glorious season where we remember the Lord Jesus Christ came and was born to die. I pray that you'd help us this morning to think deeply about these truths that are connected to the incarnation. I pray that our hearts would be encouraged and blessed. And I pray that you'd help every aspect of this service to point honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Now we'd like to read from Luke chapter 1, and we're beginning in verse 68. It says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and in righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was the first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
Girls! Where are those girls? Girls!
Yes, Mama?
Any moment, Bethlehem will be swarming with people. There's work to be done. Where have you been?
I've been in all the rooms. I had to make
sure. Okay, I can't understand you when you're all talking at once. Kezia, where have you been?
I was cleaning out all the rooms in the inn, as you asked, Mama.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Is it done?
Yes, I just finished.
Wonderful. And where have you two been?
We've been cleaning the stables, as you asked, Mama.
Oh, yes, I knew that. Is it done?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Are we really going to use all of those rooms, Mama?
I sure hope so. I only wish we had more rooms because, after all, more rooms means more people, and more people means... More people means...
A really crowded inn?
More people means more money. Kezia, dear Kezia, someday you will learn to value important things as I do. Anyway, let's clean this place up. Sweep this floor, wipe this dust.
Why are all these people coming to Bethlehem, Mama?
Because of the census.
What's a census?
A census is when you count people. Caesar Augustus wants to count all the people in his empire, for tax purposes, most likely. And probably wants to brag about all the people he rules over.
He sounds like a proud man.
Well, of course he's proud. Look at this coin. Whose face do you see on it?
The great Caesar himself.
Very good, Naomi. Smart girl. You must take after your mother. You see, powerful people deserve worship, fame, and our tribute. If only I could be like Caesar. Thank you. Now, anyway, back to work. I want this place perfect.
We've gathered all the stray sheep, Father.
Good, good.
Sheep are so stubborn and foolish.
Yes, yes they are. But so are we.
I'm not like a sheep.
Don't you remember what the great prophet Isaiah said? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, we bring our wandering sheep back home, but God, our shepherd, brings us back when we sin. He is indeed the good shepherd.
But there's so many of us. How can he keep track of us all?
Well, look at the stars, children. Our own King David said, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by name.
That's amazing. It makes me feel so small.
I'm thankful that the God who created all this knows my name.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Praise God.
tired.
And the women with them have a baby.
I have no more rooms. What did you expect me to do? I thought it was nice of me to let them stay in the stable.
But we could have let them have our rooms.
Yeah!
No. You three will keep your room. For now.
For now?
Well, a very needy guest might show up, and then we would have to give up your room.
But who could be more needy than a woman about to give birth?
Maybe someone with a little more money? Kezia. Dear Kezia. Money is how we pay for all of this. You like having a roof over your head, don't you?
Yes.
And you two like having food to eat, don't you?
Yes.
Exactly.
So they were turned away just because they didn't have enough money? Couldn't we have just given them a room as a free gift?
A free what? There is no such thing as a free gift. Somebody has to pay for it, and it's not going to be me. What's all this?
Mama, could we give that couple some bread and water?
No, we have just enough for us and the paying customers.
But what if we gave it to them out of our share?
Yeah!
Fine, but don't you three come complain to me later when you're hungry. Ooh. Girls!
Yes, Mama.
Prepare your room. A very needy guest has arrived.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Major Bell.
Father, is it possible for us to worship God face to face while we're still here on earth?
Yes, son. I don't understand it completely either. But the prophet Isaiah does tell us that a child will be born, and he will be like none other. This child will be the Son of God. His name will be Emmanuel, God with us.
You mean God is going to come down to earth
and be born as a baby?
That's what he says, and he always keeps his promises.
When will this happen?
Well, we don't know when, but we do know where.
Where? Where?
Right down there, in Bethlehem. The prophet Micah says so.
And here I thought our city was crowded because of the census. Can you imagine how crowded it will be when the Messiah is born? The whole world will want to come and worship him.
Well, you would think so, but not all look for Emmanuel's coming. I mean, we look for him, and your grandfather taught me to look for him. Even his father taught him to look for the Christ. You know, your grandfather and I used to sing a little song together. Would you like to hear it? Praise the Lord, the child is born. Praise the Lord, the Son is given. Emmanuel, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace is with us. Praise the Lord, the child is born. You might, but if you don't, you must teach your children to look for him. Even so, Lord, please come quickly.
What? Father, what is that light? What is happening?
Are we going to die?
Lord, please help us.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Father, were those angels?
Yes, they were. They were here. God sent them to tell us that Emmanuel has come.
We must go see the baby. He is here.
Oh, hundreds of years we have waited. Thousands of sacrifices have been offered. Now we will worship God face to face. It almost seems too wonderful to believe.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's go find him.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Thank you. Oh, no. Not in my stable. Oh, the mess. The noise. Oh, my poor goats. They're not going to give me any milk for days. Oh, my chickens aren't going to give me any eggs.
But, Mama, the baby.
What about the baby? Is something wrong with it?
No, he's wonderful.
He's perfect. He's the Christ.
What?
The Messiah, the promised one. He was born in our stable. The shepherds saw us. They saw angels.
Shepherds? Angels? What are you talking about?
The Christ was born tonight in our stable, Mama.
Kezia. Dear, dear Kezia. The promised one is going to be far greater and more powerful than Caesar. He is not going to be born in a poor little stable.
And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
My father and grandfather would have been so happy to see this day. And we have seen it. We have worshipped the promised one, the Messiah.
We must tell everyone, Father. Surely all men will want to come and worship him.
Yes, yes, we must tell everyone that we meet.
There's an inn. A lot of people are in there.
Yes, let's start there.
One. Two. I love money. Three. Go away. No room. No vacancies. Go away. I said no rooms. What do you want? I'm a very busy woman.
But ma'am, we're not in need of a room.
Then what do you want?
Well, haven't you heard the great news? The promised one has come. The Messiah. He's here. The Messiah. Haven't you heard?
Mama, these are the shepherds I told you about.
Oh, the shepherds who are making ridiculous claims about they saw angels and the promised one was born in my stable.
Your stable? Well, then surely you must have seen him.
I have not, nor do I intend to.
But Mama!
Enough! I don't have time for this. Take your ridiculous tales somewhere else. Tell them to your sheep. Maybe they'll listen. Now, out of my inn. Go out. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Enough, girls. I don't want to hear any more about this baby.
Mama, I believe what the shepherd said.
Me too.
Of course you would, because you three have the foolish faith of children. What you don't realize is this baby is poor. His parents are poor. The world is filled with poor people, and I do not intend to be one of them. Now back to work.
Father, why would that woman refuse to believe?
I don't know. I mean, it is unusual for a king to be born in a stable next to chickens and goats. But God chose that place for a reason. The angels told us that he was the promised one, and we believe them. Though he was born in a stable, this child will rise to be the greatest king that this world will ever know. Though he was born with the lowest, he will rise to the highest.
I suppose that woman is like her inn. She has no room for the promised one.
I have room for him in my heart.